for years, I done showed you there's no hope for me, but there's hope in Him. You see, it's a whole different story. It's what God can do. You look at somebody in church and go, ah, I don't think so.
Come on. Really?
What great accomplishment do we have to our credit that we can say that God is limited in His ability to make Him get the credit? He can take the bum. He can take that woman that's down and out. He can take that single family child. He can take that abused young man, young lady relationship. He can take that messed up marriage. He can take your messed up life. And you come to church and instead of walking in like this, and I don't think God can do anything for me. You don't think God can do anything for me. Maybe say, do you want to see a miracle?
Yeah.
I'm going to show you a manifested miracle right here. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
But you never thought this was going to happen, did you? Here's a miracle. You ready? On the count of three. I want everybody in the house kind of just do this wave. I want you to turn around and go like this and just look around. There's a miracle.
That's the truth.
That's a miracle.
Yes.
It's a miracle you're here. It's a miracle you're saved.
Yes.
It's a miracle you love God. It's a miracle you're walking. It's a miracle you didn't get killed. It's a miracle that your addiction got healed. It's a miracle that God took the alcohol out of you. It's a miracle that you ate some rice and salad. It's a miracle that you're at church house. You're praising God instead of cursing Him. Well, what made the difference? I walk in the church house and I turn God loose. Often talk to people. So how long do you want to live in that prison house? How long do you let that addiction hang on to you? You remember the scripture, and this isn't part of my message, but it just popped in my head. I just can't help but bring to my mind. Moses went to Pharaoh. Here's humanity. Moses goes to Pharaoh. When do you want me to stop this plague? When are we going to take care of this? You read it in your Bible later. And you know what Pharaoh said? Tomorrow. Tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to keep them all tied up until we'll go along with this plague, this disease, this thing that God's cast upon us until tomorrow. What stops us from walking through these church doors and walking into this church house and getting down to business in our prayer and getting down to business in the power of our faith, and even before the pastor starts to preach, that God gets to be turned loose? And what happens? Pastor Philip, the baptismal tank. Pastor, I'm bringing a sinner today. Pastor, they're going to get the Holy Ghost. They are fossilized. Really? Watch that fossilized coming here and outrun you, outjump you, outchurch you, outpace you. He turned God loose in your head. Do you know God's a healer?
Yes.
Then why don't you let Him heal you? Do you know God's a deliverer?
Yes.
You know God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Then why don't we let Him fill you with the Holy Ghost? You know God wants to answer your prayer? Yeah, God wants to answer my prayer. Would you please let go of the rope?
Amen.
What? Martha and Mary, who do you think I am? Didn't I just feed 5,000 people besides women? Didn't I just do do all these miracles. Didn't I just raise other dead people?
Yeah, but my situation, Pastor, you have no idea.
Really? You have no idea. Turn God loose.
Amen.
Yeah. Let him have his way with thee. His power can make you what you ought to be.
Amen.
See, I don't believe that there is a mountain too high. I don't believe that there is a valley so low that God cannot help you either to climb or to tunnel through it. I don't believe that. There's that scripture, and I can say it now in proper context. I have been young, and now I am old, but I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread.
Amen.
What does that tell you? You know what? In all of my walking with God, can I tell you, I have been in the dumps of spiritual emptiness. I have walked through some darkened paths that if I started to tell you some of them tonight, you'd sit there and after church you'd all be getting me a Kleenex to kind of feel sorry for me because your Kleenex is already soaking wet because you were crying. We all have our stories. But you know what? I have a greater victory. I have a greater testimony. I like what that brother said tonight, that I have a better testimony. I'm not going to tell you about all the bad and all the boo-hoos and all the sad stuff. I can't hang on to yesterday. I can hang on to today. You know what God did for me today? The Bible says daily he loaded us with benefits. Every day with the Lord is better than the day on the outside. I want to turn God loose. I want to let God have his way. Musicians, come. I want God to do something. And when I came tonight, I talked to this woman about it didn't rain in Noah's day. Why am I going to be afraid now? God did not give me the spirit of fear, but of love and of a power and of a strong mind. You see, God wants to bless me, but I tie him up. He says, be ready. You can't be ready. You're going to H-E double hockey sticks. That's Canadian. Anyhow, you're going to go to that dark place. That hot place, you're going to be lost. Really? Really? Amen. Who says?
Amen.
Who says?
Jesus.
Some of you might have went home today. That preacher, that was so damn terrible. I'm not ready. When your pastor got up there, I thought, well, glad he said he can get away with it. Don't beat on him. He got up there and said, some of you will be wishing Jesus don't come back yet. Some of you are going, oh, even now, come, Lord Jesus.
We're
going, well, what's the difference? You're tying them up.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect love casts out all fear. I'm not going to be afraid if I turn him loose and say, God, you just take care of it. You take care of me. And I have a repentant spirit, and I'm on fire. And you know what? Sometimes we get cold, but just turn the heat up when you need to turn it. There he goes again. Speak the word for that, so I don't hear it. See, the service tonight at this very moment of time, ladies and gentlemen, the clarion call is for you in your life right now to determine. You determine. Can I share this? I want to share this. You okay with this?
Yes.
Even if you remain standing, I won't be 24 hours, I promise. I have an attitude, brother. I'm going to confess before the whole church. As a pastor and as a song leader, when I was a song leader, I have an attitude. He said, I had a good attitude. I had a bad attitude. Oh, he's about to shed some laundry in this dirty talk. This is going on Facebook or whatever, Twitter, whatever you guys do or don't do. And if some people do this, or preacher or song leaders do this, you know, bless their soul. Not this guy.
And my wife, she goes, why didn't you wake them up? They sat there like a bunch of ducks. They were just looking at you. Here's my problem. You ready? Here's my attitude problem. Would you mind playing along with me? Thanks. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, okay. Somebody lift their hands. Somebody shout.
Ah.
Okay, well, I was going to do this in hell if we are in church. Wrong guy.
Yeah.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I said, honey, if I have to go around with my invisible beating stick and tell you what you had better do, I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I am in love with Jesus Christ.
Hey!
You don't have to tell me to lift my hand. You don't have to tell me. Ready to turn God loose? Come on.